Good afternoon, everyone. You bet, live from Delano Municipal Baseball Park. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you as we bring you the state's Sweet 16. Sweet 16, and the Sweet 16 has determined six of their final eight so far. This game will determine team number seven, and yep, we'll get to the quarterfinals starting tomorrow. It is Farming taking on the folks today from
Raymond,
the friendly confines of Raymond over on Highway 23.
The Raymond Rockets.
Yeah.
Rockets, good team over there south by Wilmer down there in that area. And like you said, tomorrow we'll have eight teams left when we just start tomorrow's play. And
yeah, we will.
Today, I'll tell you what, it's dwindling down pretty quick, isn't it, Randy?
It is. It is. Raymond was the state champions in Class C back in 2016. So that's not that long ago.
No, 3 years ago they were state champs. So I'll tell you what, they got a good squad over there in Raymond. You hear a lot of good things about Raymond. Farming's been playing some excellent baseball here in this year, all the way through pretty much. In the regions, they just had a fantastic region. They come out of Region 15C on fire. They were hitting the ball hard. They were hitting around 320 as a team, which is really good for a whole team to hit like that.
Well, if you look at, Don, the last 3 years, the Class C champions have come out of Region 4. Two out of the three, Raymond in 16, Kimball in 17. And last year, we did not have a champion out of Region 4, but we get Region 4 this afternoon, and that's the Raymond Rockets.
Region 4 and Region 15C. I'll tell you what, this is going to be a good one, I think.
Randy. It is going to be a good one. The Farming Flames. Probably, I mean, if you want to call them the Cinderella out of Region 15C, you can.
Right? I think you can, Randy. You know, you watch them come together in Region 15C very well. And they had their struggles early on in the regular season part, but towards the end of the season, they started clicking a little bit, playing some good baseball, cut back on their errors as far as defensively and offense. Just come to life in the regions. I'll tell you what, they're fun to watch. They're a young group of young men that are playing this game right
yeah.
now. And I'll tell you what, we got a third baseman that's going to be a junior. And you said last week there was some Dodgers scouts out here at Delano kind of looking at him already. I'll tell you what. And as a young kid, he got intentionally walked in that game. And I'll tell you, that doesn't happen too often for a 16-year-old.
No, Ethan Navratil we're speaking about as, last week there was some attention paid to him. This state tournament, of course, being played in Delano, being played in Maple Lake, and also state tournament taking place in Dassel, which has completed their games. So it'll be Delano and Maple Lake the rest of the way. Farming Don has played one state tournament game because they were one of the top 16 seeds, a number one seed coming out of 15C. So they've only got one game under their belt. There are some teams who weren't a number one seed have played three games already.
They have. Yes, they have, Randy. And this is, like you said, Farming's second game. They defeated the Cold Spring Rockies last week by a score of 2-1, which was a heck of a ball game.
Oh.
Again, Farming scored two runs in that game in the first inning, and Rockies scored one, I think it was in the eighth inning,
Exactly.
So I'll tell you what, it was a good pitching duel and a good ball game all the way around. There's been a lot of one-run ball games, a lot of shutouts in this tournament so far, and I'm kind of looking for the same today.
You know, some may say, well, if you are playing this state tournament game, you got to throw your best tonight. And Farming was fortunate to draft Scott Leeser out of St. Martin, and Scott Leeser gave him a heck of a game last week, throwing 101 pitches.
Yeah, Scott Leeser will bring it to you here on the mound. He throws hard. He's a good fastball thrower, and from what I heard, the Raymond Rockets are a pretty good fastball hitting team, so I'm kind of curious to see what does today, if he's going to change speeds a little bit on the Raymond Rockets. Imagine he's going to have to feel it out a little bit to see how he does once through the lineup and vice versa either way. You know, like Farming's going to be the same way for Raymond to do the same thing. So,
you know, some may ask, well, who's Raymond starting tonight? Well, Raymond is going to start a draftee, Andrew Versteg. Andrew comes from Starbuck. And so, Austin Versteg, and Austin's from Starbucks. So they are not starting their, who we consider their ace, Cole Christensen. not getting the start this afternoon, and I did not, because we just got these lineups maybe 10, 15 minutes ago, I did not really get a chance to talk with Raymond as to if that was a game-time decision or not.
Yeah, you kind of wonder. I know last week we watched the Rockies, too, and they had a different guy in the starting lineup, too, and Hannon was supposed to start for the Rockies. All of a sudden, they had a different guy starting, so we don't know. You know, something comes up with some of these guys once in a while. Maybe got a little tired arm. Who knows? We have no idea what's going on with Cole Christians, but we'll see. See how it goes.
You bet. They're recognizing some of the Delano teams from the past here down on the field right now, and we'll get things going. The final game tonight here in Delano in Class C, it'll be Buckman taking on Young America, and Buckman coming out of Region 8C, the last Region 8C team remaining in the tournament, so that'll be a good game tonight, and many were picking Young America to win this whole tournament. They say Young America is pretty stacked when it comes to players.
Okay, Young America, I read a little bit about them, and I also read a little bit about New Market, and I heard that New Market's a tough team to deal with, and we actually come down to Maple Lake last night, and we watched New Market take on New London Spicer, and they kind of demolished New London Spicer a little bit. They just got their bats going, and they hit the ball very well. And
that was 16-0 in seven innings last night.
16-0, yeah. We also watched the next game with Red Wing and Watkins. Watkins was defeated 4-0 too. So we lost a couple local teams with New London and Watkins yesterday. But we got Raymond and we got Farming left here.
You bet. And here in Delano last night, it was Hutchinson defeating Sauk Center. Sauk Center 5-2 in 11 innings last night. That ball game went. So Sauk Center is out of the tournament too after winning a couple games here to begin the tournament. So, yeah, if you want to say Central Minnesota, it's Farming that remains.
Absolutely.
In Central Minnesota in Class B and C.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Down to those two teams.
And you watch Farming, where they played the Rockies. You look at Central Minnesota, you look at Farming Flames playing the Cold Spring Rockies 12 miles apart.
Yeah.
You don't see that too often. Now they're playing Raymond Rockets, and they're an hour.
Yeah.
An hour from each other.
Exactly. All right. We are going to do this. Let's take a one-minute timeout. We'll come back with our starting lineups in a minute here on KASM.
Dairyland Supply is Central Minnesota's new and used farm equipment dealership located in Sauk Center. We specialize in various types of manure handling, TMR feed mixers, and much more suited for today's farmers. Give us a call at 800-338-6455 for your equipment, parts, and service needs. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Dairyland Supply Sauk Center is looking for a service technician. Contact Gordon Barton or phone 320-352-3987 for details.
Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-ray, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 845-2032. Best of luck to all the area teams from Albany Family Dentistry.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you, live from Delano this afternoon as the Farming Flames getting set to take on the Raymond Rockets. Our game being brought to you today by Pep's Pork of Rural Spring Hill, Central Minnesota Realty, BNS Excavating over by Belgrade, West Central Sanitation, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Promotional Resources Incorporated, and St. Joseph Dairyland Supply, Albany Family Dentistry, Chiropractic Connection, located over in St. Joseph, Rambo, bringing us baseball this afternoon, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming, and Virgil's Big Arena, just a little bit south of Farming. So thank you to those sponsors. Thank you to all our sponsors that have followed us through region baseball and now state tournament baseball. Without their help, this is not possible. Don, we've got some starting lineups. Why don't you bring us those starting lineups this afternoon?
Okay, the visitors today will be Farming Flames. Actually, Farming's the home team today.
Farming is the home team.
Farming will be the home team today. Okay. Leading off, playing shortstop, will be Taylor Foray. Batting second, playing second base, will be Isaac Nett. Batting third, playing third base, will be Ethan Navatril. Batting fourth, doing the catching today, will be Cody Foray. Batting fifth, playing left field, will be Nick Mergen. Batting sixth, the designated hitter today will be Brad Mergen. Batting seventh, playing first base, Taylor Schrader. Batting eighth, playing right field, Aaron Eink. Batting ninth, playing center field, Austin Arsenault. And the draftee from St. Martin today, Scott Leeser, will be doing the pitching for the Farming Flames. For the Raymond Rockets, leading off, playing first base, will be Mike Jesuritz. Batting second, playing second base, Eric Halterstrom. Batting third, the catcher today, Tyler Steed. Batting fourth, the designated hitter today, Jordan Smith. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Justin Keenan. Batting sixth, the right fielder, John Swatsky. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Kale Kosmiskas. Batting eighth, the shortstop, John Broman. Batting ninth, playing center field, Brett Swanson. And the pitcher today, draftee from the Starbucks Stars, Austin Versteeg.
Our starting lineups for this afternoon's ball game. All right. Reminder again that you want to listen to our ball game this afternoon. We're available at KASM 1150 AM at albanytel.com. You can also catch us on 105.5 HD2, 107.7 FM, and on our stream at mychasm.com. It looks like, Don, they might have a mistake on the scoreboard because Farming has their helmets on, the 1-2-3 hitters.
Yes.
They're ready to bat already, and I think that is messed up on the scoreboard that Raymond would be the home team.
They got it right now, I think, Randy.
There, they switched them around. So.
I guess I...
You had it right to begin with.
I did, but when I looked at the scoreboard, I go, oh, I got this.
Yeah,
missed.
You second-guessed yourself
a
little bit, but... Yep, so Farming will be the visitors on the scoreboard, and they will hit first here this afternoon.
So we were right.
We were right, yeah. Yep. Thank you for joining us here on KASM as the Raymond Rockets take the field. And, of course, their draftee, the pitcher from Starbuck, Austin Versteeg, will get the start today.
We're going to have to get that T-shirt, Randy, that says I was wrong, but highly unlikely.
Yeah, where do you get a hold of them?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I see them advertised, but we better not wear those.
No. So this tournament, Don, they will play, the eight teams remaining will play two games tomorrow if you want to keep winning. And then on Monday, it'll just be the championship games on Monday in B and C.
And I believe the championship game is here. Everything's played in Delano now.
For Class C.
Yes. Class B is over in Maple Lake. I think Dassel, as you said, completed. They were the host team, or the extra site.
The extra site, you bet.
Yes.
Yeah.
So as of right now, we have New Market and Red Wing playing tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock here in Delano. Followed, they do have Maple Lake on here, Hutchinson and Waterville.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. There will be some games in Maple Lake yet tomorrow.
Okay.
And then on Monday, everything is here in Delano for Class C.
Jordan and Bemidji will play at 1:30 in Maple Lake. Okay, and the winner of this game... we'll play tomorrow at 1:30 right here in Delano.
We're ready to go. Taylor Foray in the batter's box facing Austin Versteeg. And the pitch to Foray is high for a ball, 1-0. Austin Versteeg, a tall right-hander coming from Starbuck. From Starbuck, the right-hander in the pitch. And Foray sends this a long way to center field, back by the ivy and making the catch. And straight away center field is the Raymond Rockets' Brett Swanson. Wow, Foray hit that 355 feet.
I'll tell you what, they got a big ballpark here, 330 down the lines. They got 365 to straight center field, and Foray hit, like you said, all of 350, 355 right out there.
Better bring Isaac Nett to the plate. Isaac, left-handed hitter. And the first pitch to Nett is fouled to the screen, and 0-1.
Taylor Ferre was 3-for-3 in that first state tournament game against the Rockies. He had a double, a base on balls. Isaac Nett, 1-for-4. He was hit by a pitch, scored a run. These guys get on base, Randy, I'll tell you. They hit the ball hard.
Yes, they do. As Versteeg kicks and delivers, and Nett will take a breaking ball for a strike called, and now 0-2. Ethan Nabertil on deck. We'll get the Raymond Rockets for you defensively here in just a bit. The 0-2 pitch coming to Isaac, and he pops this one up down the left field line, giving chase in foul ground and making the catch. It's Justin Keenan.
We'll pronounce it Keenan.
Keenan it is. Two outs for the Flames.
At least this time, right?
That's right. And it'll bring Ethan Nabertil to the plate. Ethan, left-handed hitter. Boy, that ball that Taylor Ferre hit carried pretty well, and I think Ethan saw that as he chased that fastball that was up by his eyes, and he swings and misses strike one.
Looking a little bit at Austin Versteeg here. He throws pretty hard. He's got a good fastball.
Nabertil, just a little bit of a foul tip into the catcher's mitt, and 0-2. So Versteeg doing the job, getting ahead in the count. 0-2 to Ethan Nabertil. The kick and the pitch, curveball high and off speed high, and the count 1-2. Got a text message from someone listening out there, said that this pitching arrangement was decided already last night. Versteeg knew he was going to start today for the Raymond Rockets. Followed out of play by Nabertil, and the count still at 1-2.
Kind of overcast skies here right now. We did see a little couple drops of rain on the way down here, but nothing serious, and nice afternoon.
Nabertil fouls this one off. The count stays 1-2. Huge crowds. I mean, the crowd prior to this for Bemidji Cologne was big. This crowd, of course, you're seeing them just overflowing down both lines right now. It almost is like a state championship game crowd. And strike three called. Nabertil gets caught looking, and that'll end the farming first. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played a half an inning, farming nothing. It's Raymond coming to bat. More baseball here on KASM in a minute.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation, wishing all the best to the teams in this year's Minnesota Amateur Baseball Tournament. They all worked hard to get to this point. If you can, get out to the games and cheer on your home teams or tune into KASM for live broadcast. The 2019 Minnesota Amateur Baseball Tournament games are played in Dassel, Delano, and Maple Lake this year. West Central Sanitation is a proud sponsor of the games aired on KASM.
For all of your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tilling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to the area teams in this year's baseball tournament.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. KASM.
State tournament baseball here on KASM. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you live from Delano this afternoon. Scott Stevens producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. Just about set to go at the bottom of the first inning. Right-hander Scott Leeser on the mound, taking his warm-up tosses defensively for Farming. Over at third base, Ethan Nabertil at shortstop. It's Taylor Ferre at second base. Isaac Nett over at first base, Tyler Schrader. In left field, Nick Mergen. Center field, it's Austin Arsenault. Out in right field, Aaron Eink. And behind the plate, Cody Ferre with Leeser on the mound. We're set to go as Mike Jesuits stepping to the plate.
Well, I was impressed with Austin Versteeg, the first inning for the draftee from Starbucks. Stars threw hard, kept the Farming hitters a little off stride here, and I was watching Scott warm up here a little bit. It looks like he's going a little bit more sidearm today.
Okay.
Just watched him in warm-ups. It's not completely over the top. He's not always directly over the top, but he's more three-quarter.
Just in talking with some of the fans in the stands prior to the game, they had said that they had heard Leeser was dealing with maybe just a sore arm yesterday yet, and he felt good to go today as the first pitch is strike to Jesuits, and now fouled at the plate in the count 0-2.
Yeah, you get to these games like this, Randy. Sometimes the pains are there when you first think about pitching in this game, and then they start feeling better as game time approaches.
That's right. 0-2, the count to Verstig. Or actually, excuse me, to Jesuits. And the pitch is outside of ball 1-2 now. One ball, two strikes. Jesuits, a right-handed hitter. Here's a ground ball down the third baseline and foul.
Just foul.
And the count stays 1-2. And I think like Verstig did, he got ahead in the count to the hitters. I think that's important for Scott Leeser here in this first inning, too. Get ahead.
This is definitely a big factor here in this game. With both pitchers as good as they are, they got to work that count ahead. They got to be able to be in control of that.
Jesuits swinging over the top of that pitch from Scott Leeser. Don't know what it was, but it just kind of dropped right when the batter swung. It dropped off the table.
I'm just kind of curious to see if Scotty goes with a little bit more off speed today. I've been watching him pitch quite a bit this year, and he does have a good fastball, and he throws it a lot. But
here's a shot down the right field line, just fouled by number two hitter. That's Eric Hulterstrom, the second baseman. Foul down the right field line by maybe 3 feet. And just a long strike to Hulterstrom, 0-1.
Boy, impressed by the home plate umpire on that play there. He ran down the first baseline looking for the other ump to go down to the right field line and watch where that ball was going to end up. He made a complete circle inside that infield and gave that pitcher that ball back. He was hustling all the whole time out there.
0 on the count. Check swing, foul off the bat of Hulterstrom. And now the count at 0-2.
And I think that's all you can ask. You know, you watch these umpires that are umping in the state tournament. We've had some very good umping going on.
We haven't
seen any controversy that I have seen yet. And it's all you ask for is them to call it both ways and have the hustle that these guys do.
The 0-2 pitch and popped up over by third. Navratil giving chase by the dugout. Ethan makes the catch for the out. Way to follow it to the dugout, Ethan. Two down and Tyler Steen to the plate. Tyler, known, I think, throughout Minnesota as one of the premier hitters, a left-handed hitter for the Raymond Rockets. When Raymond won the state championship, Tyler Steen had an unbelievable state tournament.
That name is familiar.
It's the pitch to Steen, a strike called, and 0-1. Of course, Steen, he'll work that umpire, too, behind the plate as he looks at it and looks at the umpire. 0-1 the count, two outs, and now he calls for time. And
they're just asking to make sure if it was, it's a strike or not. Even like a lot of times in called third, they'll look back at him and said, was that a strike? Especially if they look at it.
The 0-1. Steen, a drive down the right field line. This is fouling into the corner. Had quite a bit of distance on it. 330 down both the lines, 365 to straightaway center field, an ivy-covered fence here at Delano.
I think he keeps that fair. I think that might be gone. Got quick wrist. I just noticed that on Tyler Steed.
0-2 the count. Leeser ahead here with two outs, nobody on, and a swing and a miss. Took something off a bit and just took a step up the ladder there. 1-2-3, go the Rockets here in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. We played an inning. It's Farming nothing and Raymond nothing. We're back in a minute on KSM.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Please contact Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty. With over 40 agents and 9 office locations, we can service all areas to meet your needs. We also specialize in vacant land, commercial, and lake home sales. Please visit www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs. The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Sports Play-by-Play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Well, one inning played here at Delano Municipal Baseball Park. And, Don, the first inning dominated by pitching.
Yes, it has been. We keep this pace up, Randy. We'll be done in an hour. Well, never mind. Never mind, Randy. We'll just... I was going to tell you how long it was going to take, but I won't.
All right, here we go. Cody Perret starts things off. Perret, Nick Mergen, and Brad Mergen for the Farming Flames against Austin Versteg. And the pitch, a strike call to Cody Perret, 0-1. Versteg, the draftee from Starbuck. Swing and a miss by Ferre, strike two.
Tell you what, that fastball seems to be coming pretty good clip here. Last night it was in Maple Lake. I went and stood on the sidelines a little bit to watch the pitchers throw a little bit, so your ground level, like here too, you would be sitting on the side. You can tell how fast they're
going.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Doesn't look like it from up here, but they're coming.
The 1-2 pitch now to Cody Ferre. He'll pop this one up foul, and that's going to go out of play. And the count stays 1-2.
I don't think there's any breeze at all, is there, today, Randy?
Pretty still.
Flag is still completely down. And
the 1-2 pitch to Ferre. Popped up over at first. Steen called off by Halterstrom, and Halterstrom makes the catch for the out. Raymond winning last week over Purim. So that was their first game in the tournament. Both of these are number one seeds. One out, Nick Mergen to the plate. Nick has really played well in the region tournament and state tournament game last week. He was just on his game. A swing and a miss by Nick, strike one.
Probably made the catch of the tournament so far in the game last week.
There's strike two as Nick swings and misses. Boy, Versteg keeping that on the outside part of the plate, 0-2. And just missing outside is Austin Versteg in the count, 1-2.
Nick Mergen 1-for-4 against the Rockies last week. Good defensive outfielder. Got a lot of speed.
Here's a ground ball up the middle. Is it going to find its way through? Cut off there by the shortstop, and Mergen's going to beat it out with his good speed. And, you know, that one had base hit written all over it, didn't it?
Yeah. It did, Randy. I thought it was going to hit the bag at second base the way it was rolling on the ground like it was, and I think if he feels that really quick and cleanly, he is not going to get Nick Mergen anyhow.
John Broman, the shortstop, he got to it, but he was behind the bag and never did make a throw. That'll bring designated hitter Brad Mergen to the plate, and it forces Versteg to work out of the stretch for the first time this afternoon with a strike being delivered and 0-1 to Brad Mergen.
Tell you, Brad Mergen is 2-for-2 last week with a couple of walks, so he had a perfect day at the plate.
It's coming off an exceptional regional tournament.
Yes, he did.
0-1 the count to Brad Mergen. Boy, they leave a big hole on that right side for the left-handed hitting Mergen. As a Versteg's pitch and a swing and a miss by Brad, strike two.
And I don't think that one he'd have pulled.
No.
That
no.
one was kind of by him a little bit on that swing.
The left side here, the infield, the third base and shortstop, kind of playing Brad like he might be behind on the pitch. Nick Mergen takes a lead at first. And Versteg comes home inside with the pitch and 1-2. Tyler Schrader on deck for the Farming Flames. If you're just joining us, top of the second inning, no score. Farming with a base runner at first and one out. As the pitch is a little bit high from Versteg, and now 2-2.
Catcher held it right where he caught it, and it was very close on the outside corner. Can't see the plate, can you, Randy? I think that
no, it's
we need
tough.
A little housekeeping.
I'm surprised the home plate umpire hasn't gone out and cleaned that off. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And Mergen lays off the pitch outside. And now the count full at 3-2.
It's a tough pitch to check swing on, isn't it, Randy? On the outside, a little bit on the high side.
3 balls, 2 strikes. Nick Mergen leads at first with one out. Quick throw to first, and back safely is Nick. I don't know if maybe they thought Farming was putting a hit and run on here. As Mergen will foul this one to the net, and the count stays at 3-2. That's what should happen on 3-2, a foul ball, right?
It's supposed to, especially if the guy's running.
Yep. There's one out. State tournament baseball here on KASM Radio. Now Brad Mergen's going to step out, and now the home plate umpire goes and cleans off the plate. I think there were a lot more people noticing that.
I think so, too. Nobody else could see it.
3-2 the count. Nick Mergen takes his lead again as the pitch comes home, and it's inside. And like Brad Mergen has done for the last month, he has worked himself a walk. He has walked quite a few times.
Yes, he has. It's third time in the state tournament already here. A couple hits, so he's getting on base.
So the Flames able to put a few base runners on here in the second. And Tyler Schrader to the plate. Tyler had a big RBI last week against the Cold Spring Rockies. And the first pitch to Schrader. This is fouled right to the net. And the count 0-1 to Tyler. Boy, he was right on that pitch.
Yes, he was.
Austin Versteeg.
Tyler Schrader 1-for-4 in the first game down here against the Rockies.
0-1 the count. Versteeg looks back to second and now comes home with a breaking ball. That's fouled over by the third base sports deck. And the count 0-2 to Tyler. So he's down in the count. See if Tyler chokes up on that bat just a very little, maybe an inch or so. Aaron Eink on deck for the Flames. Farming threatening here in the second, no score. And Schrader fouls this one off. That's backing out of play. And the count 0-2.
Getting good swings off of Versteeg here so far in this early part of the game. And you watch Farming, they do not try to do too much with the baseball. They'll hit it where it's pitched.
Runners take their leads at second and first, and a little bit of a changeup, and Schrader gets caught looking there as that one was a nice pitch. I don't know. Brad Mergen was coming back running down the first base line. I think he thought that was three outs.
Oh, no.
And Jeff Mergen quickly yelled at him. He said, get back, get back.
Oh, that would have been bad.
Oh, my.
Well, that's one thing about the lit scoreboards. You got to watch them. You can look at the scoreboard and you hope they're correct.
So two outs, Aaron Eink to the plate. And Versteeg from that stretch again delivers. Eink chases that high fastball and 0-1. I don't know now, that last pitch that Aaron swung at, Don, you think that was a strike or was that up in the zone?
Might have been up a little bit, huh?
0-1 to Eink. The pitch, that's outside and high, and now 1-1.
Versteeg not as sharp in the stretch here, is he?
Not at all. Not at all. A little bit more erratic. On deck for Farming, it's Austin Arsenault, the number 9 man. One ball, one strike, two outs. Eink takes high, and 2-1 now.
Everything seems to be a little bit more up, doesn't it, from the stretch?
Two outs, one strike. Nick Mergen at second, Brad Mergen at first. The kick, the pitch, breaking ball, and Eink tries to duck underneath that, and it's called a strike, and 2-2.
That's a good one, wasn't it, Randy? Kept that speed. It wasn't too much difference in speed. More like a slider, I think that was, and that was a good pitch.
2-2 the count. Austin Versteeg kicks, delivers, and Eink drives this one to right, coming hard, and that's going to fall in front of the right fielder. Mergen digging for home, slide safe. Aaron Eink, RBI single, Brad Mergen to third, and the Farming Flames grab the lead here in the second inning on an RBI.
Woo! Just a little bit of a flare out to right field, and tell you what, Mergen, you're not going to get him at home when you got the jump on that one. Two outs, he can take off right away. And
Nick Mergen was just about starting to fly through the air 20 feet from home plate already. He was ready to dive.
Yes,
and
he
did indeed. Sliding across safely. Brad Mergen to third and 1-0 Farming. Austin Arsenault to the plate. First and third. Two outs. The pitch to Austin, a swing and a miss, strike one. That fastball of his has some tail to it. It does. It moves away from that right-handed hitter, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think it
almost like that slider.
Slider, I think it is, yes.
0-1 the count. Versteeg's pitch, and Arsenault takes strike two. No balls, two strikes. Here's Versteeg again, looking down to his catcher, and a swing and a miss. Arsenault out on strikes. And that'll end the farming second, but they draw first blood, scoring one run on two hits. No errors, two left on. We played 1.5. Farming one, Raymond nothing. More to come here on KASM in a minute.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730.
Dr. Keith Schlepper of Chiropractic Connection is a big believer in massage therapy, in addition to the adjustments and treatment he performs for his patients. His on-staff massage therapist, Renee, talks about why her massage therapy is a benefit for patients.
To increase the circulation and decrease the pain always helps anyone.
Set up your massage therapy appointment today to get on the road to a better quality of life. Call 320-363-4694. Chiropractic Connection, located next to Mill Stream Park in St. Joseph, connecting health with chiropractic.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you here on KASM as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Jordan Smith, the DH, Justin Keenan, and John Sawatsky to bat for the Raymond Rockets, and fouled at the plate. 0-1 the count to Smith.
This Jordan Smith looks like a type of guy that the ballpark ain't quite big enough to keep it in here, is it?
No, exactly. All one the count.
Big right-handed hitter.
Farming leading 1-0, bottom of the second inning. As Scott Leeser's pitch a little bit low to Smith. And count, one ball, one strike. One and one. Breaking ball by Leeser, a beauty, and 1-2.
You bet.
Nice pitch there.
I think that's what Scotty's going to have to work on today, and just throw that off-speed pitch.
The 1-2 to Smith, and fouled to the net, and the count stays 1-2.
Oh, which makes that fastball look a little quicker, doesn't it?
Really does. Smith, that right-handed hitter. That bat looks small in his hands. And here's a chopper to third, and foul. Navratil fields it in foul ground.
Yeah, we should have been this size when we played baseball, Randy. I think the bats would have looked a little smaller in our hands,
That's
too.
That's right. Leadoff hitter here in the second for Raymond. A breaking ball and pop up to left field. Going out is Taylor Foray. Coming in, Nick Merganin takes Foray's legs out. Taylor hangs on to the baseball.
A little bit of a football move that there, wasn't it?
Wow.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
That might have, in football, that might have been a chop block.
that could have been a chop block.
Yeah, exactly. Nice catch by Taylor, and that's in no man's land. Somebody's got to catch it. And
it's a tough play.
Both coming hard. One out. Justin Keenan to the plate. And a swing and a miss, strike one. The ball, it's one strike. Scott Leeser delivers, and that's a little high and tight, and the count 1-1. Keenan, the left fielder. Ball and a strike. Curveball popped up foul and out of play, and now 1-2.
Boy, he changes speeds well today, doesn't he?
He's really working those hitters.
Working that inside corner with that curveball and a big-time off-speed pitch there. And that's going to be Scott's bread and butter, I think, today to keep these guys off stride.
One ball, two strikes. One out, no one on for Raymond here, bottom of the second. Winner will get the winner of the Buckman and Young America game tomorrow afternoon. Big breaking ball there by Leeser, who keeps it on the outside corner and swinging and missing as Keenan, and two outs. For Scott, his third strikeout of the ball game. And John Sawatsky to the plate, the right fielder.
So actually that Young America Buckman game will follow this game, won't it?
It will. Right here in Delano. Sawatsky sees the first pitch from Leeser a little bit low and outside in the count 0-1. Or 1-0, excuse me. One ball, no strikes.
Winner of this game can do a little scouting right away after this game.
Pitch inside from Scott Leeser and 2-0. Now this is the first man Scott's falling behind on. Two balls, no strikes. And the pitch low and 3-0. 3-0 to the number six hitter, Sawatsky. On deck, Cal Kazminskis. There's ball four and a four-pitch walk. Now, that's something Leeser did not do all of last week, is walk a man.
I don't think he did he, Randy?
He did hit one, but.
Kazminskis. The third baseman for the Raymond Rockets.
Kazminskis into the box. He's our right-handed hitter. We've only seen the one left-handed hitter so far, Tyler Steen, batting for Raymond. And a swing and a miss at the off-speed from Leeser and 0-1. And, you know, if that's working for Scott right now, that's what he might have to go to.
You bet. I agree with you, Randy. Got him way out in front. They're expecting that fastball.
Sawatsky on it first with two outs. Kazminskis takes high for a ball and 1-1.
Sometimes you can tell by a picture, too. Maybe his fastball, he can't control it, so that curveball, he's going to go to that a little bit more. He maybe got a little more control with that curveball. Takes a little off.
1-1. Another swing and a miss at the breaking ball and 1-2. Kazminskis is hungry at the plate, isn't he? Yeah, wants to swing at something.
Wants to move that runner over.
We'll see what Leeser does if he climbs the ladder here and maybe goes with the high fastball. Nope, the off-speed, swing and a miss, strike three. Kazminskis out on strikes. That'll end the Rockets' second inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We play two here in Delano, farming one. Raymond nothing. More baseball in a minute on KSM.
At Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you right in your own community. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. As a Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, we've got the strength and stability of Grinnell Mutual behind us. So whatever the future holds, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company will be there to protect what's important to you and your family so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Hey, that's a really nice water bottle.
You think? Check out this t-shirt, too.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I got it from Promotional Resources, Inc. They made our entire company's cool new shirts and water bottles with our logo on them. As they say, they're in the business of promoting your business. You should check them out.
I will. How do I find them?
Go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net. They'll hook your business up with almost any promotional item you can think of. And you can get 15% off if you mention you heard this ad on Chasm. Promotional Resources, Inc. In the business of promoting your business.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
Here we go to the top of the third inning. Taylor Foray, Isaac Nett, Ethan Navratil, the 1-2-3 hitters for farming. Foray, ground ball to short. Up with it. Low throw, but dug out by the first baseman. And a 6-3 put out of Taylor Foray. So nice play over there by John Broman to charge that ball. And, boy, he set that ball sailing, Don, just about threw it wildly in the dirt.
Jesuit, nice play over there at first base. Digged it and went out, backhanded it. Nice play.
Foray 0 for 2. Here's Isaac Nett. Isaac, a fly ball down the left field line. It was in foul ground. And Nett drills one to left center field. That's the Flames' third hit off of right-hander Austin Versteeg. Isaac Nett, 1 for 2.
Fun young man to watch hit, isn't he, Randy?
Oh.
He's just had a beautiful left-handed swing, and I'll tell you, he's got some left-handers in this lineup that swing some nice lumber, don't they?
So you talk about second time through a lineup, and now Nett able to see Versteeg a second time. Same with Ethan Navratil here. Nett takes a pretty nice lead at first as Versteeg has to work out of the stretch again. Low and in the dirt. Nice scoop behind the plate there by the catcher, Tyler Steen. One ball, no strikes. On the kick, the pitch, and a ground ball to second, and into center field, or actually right field, a base hit. Nett's going to go to third. Boy, I thought for sure that might be an out, but it got underneath the second baseman's glove, Halterstrom, and Isaac Nett just took off and went to third, first and third here.
Yeah, he stopped at second to see what happened with that play over there. I think he thought the second baseman, when he seen him dive, he probably come up with it, so he turned around and looked, and that went into the right field, so Isaac just scampered over to third quickly.
So with first and third and only one out, here's Cody Foray, the cleanup hitter. And Cody takes a strike on the outside corner in 0-1. The ball, it's one strike. The youth of farming on first and third. Nett at third, Navratil at first. Foray at the plate. And Versteeg's pitch, a ground ball hits slowly to short. The flip to second for one, and they drop it. Nett scores, 2-0 farming. The flip to Halterstrom, and he dropped it, and everybody's safe.
That was not on a transfer either. He just dropped it, and tell Navratil coming into second base, I think he put a little pressure on him coming over here to catch that, and he dropped it, just plain dropped it.
Well, you know, I think Halterstrom, seeing Nett cross the plate, going, I need to turn this double play, maybe he's grabbing for that ball too soon. But an error on the second baseman. Cody Foray is safe. Ethan Navratil at second is safe. And at the plate, Nick Mergen tries to bunt, and it's bunted foul. And the count 0-1 to Nick. Nick was going to push that between the pitcher and the first baseman and try to beat it out.
So you got to give an error to the second baseman from Raymond.
As fielding it cleanly was John Broman. He just flipped. And the pitch to Nick Mergen, a foul tip of the plate and strike two. 0-2 the count. The ball, it's two strikes.
Dale's going to want to try to get these guys over to second and third. He's going to have Mergen probably try to hit to the right side.
Versteeg on the mound, looks back to second, and now comes home, and Mergen staying alive, fouling it to the screen. Count 0-2. If you're just joining us, farming leading 2-0 here in the top of the third inning.
It's a big at-bat for Nick Mergen, a young guy. You want to get these guys moved over. And on that last swing, you could tell that he was trying to hit that hole over there between first and second.
Jesuits, he's in on the grass over at first, playing in front of the runner, and a swing and a miss. Mergen's out on strikes. So Nick, now 1-for-2 today. He had a base hit in his first at-bat. And with runners at second and first, here comes Brad Mergen. Brad walked in his only at-bat today. Austin Versteeg working from the stretch. Ethan Navratil takes his lead at second. And a swing and a miss by Brad Mergen. Strike one. I think he wanted to send that one to farming, didn't he?
Yeah, he wanted to get close anyhow.
big swing by Mergen. Verstegg kicks and delivers, and the pitch is high for a ball, 1-1. 1-1 the count. On deck, Tyler Schrader. Austin Verstegg looks back to second again. And the right-hander comes home, and Mergen drives it down the right field line. That's going to score Nabertil to third for Ray, and the Flames lead 3-0. Brad Mergen continues his hot hitting with a single to score Nabertil.
Off-speed pitch by Verstegg over there, and then Brad just went outside and got that thing and pulled it down the right field line. I thought he was probably going to go the other way with that, but he just got in front of it and pulled it right over the first baseman's head. Nice piece of hitting.
That'll bring Tyler Schrader to the plate. Runners at first and third yet for Farming. A two-run third inning for the Flames, and the pitch is high from Verstegg, and 1-0. No activity at all in the Raymond bullpen. Mergen doesn't take a very big lead at first. Ferre at third, and here's a broken bat. Foul ball down the third baseline. So Schrader's going to have to go get another bat at home plate. And Dylan Ponick giving him that bat. This is a good bat, he says. This one will work.
This one's got some magic.
This
power,
one's got
it?
Some magic in it, right, yeah. One ball, one strike, two outs. I tell you what, if Tyler does get a hit with that bat, he may claim that for his own. Runners there leads. The pitch to Schrader. Just a little bit low, and the count 2-1.
Kind of looks like Colton Vane is going to walk down to the bullpen there, a drafty from the Granite Falls Kilowatts.
Two balls, one strike. We kick the pitch, and outside, and 3-1 now to Schrader. On deck for Farming, it's Aaron Eink.
Tell you what, they could keep him in the stretch here. I think they got Verstegg's number here, don't they?
I agree. We've talked about it for years, how much starting pitchers are different from the windup to the stretch. The 3-1, there's strike two right down the middle, and the count full at 3-2. So now we'll see the runner at first, Brad Mergen, take off here on 3-2. As Austin Verstegg ready. The 3-2 on its way. And strike three called as Schrader gets caught looking. That'll end the third for the Flames. They score two runs on three hits. There was an error and two left on. We have played 2.5, Farming 3, Raymond nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Serving Central Minnesota farmers since 1979, Virgil's Vigorina of Farming has been a helpful friend to many. Virgil's Vigorina offers on-farm delivery and invites you to stop in for products too. They carry a full line of Famo feeds that play an important part of the diet of your animals and are also a Chevron oil dealer for bulk oils and grease. Virgil and Mary Kaltoff are proud to be a part of the farming community and look forward to serving you with a complete line of Famo and Hubbard feeds, Chevron oil products, and much more. Call for information at 548-34 431. Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you are looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, we've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, we're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring the best meat to your table. We invite you to try our products and join our growing family of satisfied customers.